Democratic State Senator Rachel May has declared victory over Republican challenger Sam Rogers in the 53rd State Senate District race. May leads by more than 10,000 votes, with about 5,000 absentee ballots left to be counted. In a statement, May says she's grateful Central New Yorkers voted decisively to give her a second term. Meanwhile, Onondaga County has started counting absentee ballots in the 50th state Senate district race between Republican Angie Renna and Democrat John Mannion. Renna's campaign so far has objected to nearly 500 ballots over issues like timestamps of when ballots were received and matching signatures. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a campaign has the right to make objections, but it's raising some concerns.
Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni says Thursday saw a huge increase in absentee ballot objections from Renna's campaign, and it's happening at a rate he's never seen before.
It seems like they're throwing the kitchen sink at these voters to try to knock off as many Democratic ballots as possible.
Board of Elections staff and volunteers from the candidates' campaigns have been going through absentee ballots. They're looking at signatures, timestamps, date of births, making sure the correct boxes are checked before the ballots get scanned. It only takes one person to object to a ballot. Those ballots are set aside, and a campaign has 3 days after the end of counting to take them to a judge to rule if they're valid or not. Zarni says he'll contest Renna's objections in court.
They're alleging hundreds of cases of voter fraud, which just doesn't exist.
Republican Elections Commissioner Michelle Sardo says while there are a lot of objections from Renna's campaign, it's normal.
Campaigns every year objecting to some wrong with the ballot, if they see something different, their signature changes.
More than 4,500 absentee ballots in the Renna-Mannion race have been counted in Onondaga County so far. Mannion is winning about 68% of those, which cuts into Renna's 7,000-vote lead on election night. Counting is expected to continue into next week. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.